Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Betty Speaks speaking. Yes, it's been a couple of weeks since I've been with you, but let me tell you, what a busy month it has been. So much has been going on this month. This just happens to be the month of September 2022, and if you can tell, I've lost my voice, but I'm gradually getting it back. Listen, as we end the month of September, I want to talk about embracing spiritual leadership, leaving an imprint for infinity by embracing spiritual leadership. So again, excuse my voice. I am just getting it back. You see, spiritual leaders inspire others to follow and believe in them and their calling of their missions by their presence, passion, by their present passion, and partaking in humility, plus being civil to all of their encounters. That's right, to all of their encounters. That's what spiritual leaders define. That's just my definition of being a spiritual leader. So you may not find or see that anywhere else. That's a Betty Speaks-ism. That's something that Betty Speaks. So greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I am your lifetime imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life: spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they're gone. So I hold virtual group and family workshop on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your lives just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation. So thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. This is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is definitely filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and your inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in here with us on Wednesdays. You'll be listening to nothing but stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in your motivation right now to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. As a spiritual leader and that person who walks first in the pathway that he or she wants to present their followers, I know firsthand what it's like being a spiritual leader. You see, spiritual leaders live righteously and desire to share with others. They make decisions that are aligned with the ways that motivates the spirits of every situation they encounter in life. So those who search for truth can witness how spiritual leaders actually live their life, and they begin to believe That's right. That's what, again, you're talking to someone that have no choice but to find out and live by the design of a spiritual leader. What really makes a spiritual leader is a person's characteristics. You know, having the characteristics of generosity. That's what really makes a spiritual leader. And I can name so many people that I encounter that have the character of generosity. It just oozes me to just be around them and just, you know, mesh with them, tether with them because of their character. A spiritual leader genuinely wants others to fully discover who they were made to be. Yes, genuinely. They work on issues and they strategize, they educate, they use instruments and resources to help followers realize that they have an identity, their own identity. You hear me talk about leaving an imprint for infinity. That's what a spiritual leader will guide you into doing, recognizing that imprint that's within you and allow you to use tools and resources where you can facilitate that imprint and leave your identity for infinity. This means that you will have to overcome some obstacles that would definitely stand in your way, because we all face obstacles, you know, if not daily. I promise you, before the month will end, you will face something. Not that I'm prophesizing that over you, but people functioning in any area that are creating their identity and their strength will always be more productive than those who are simply trying to fill a position or a role. So you have to remember those things. They will always be productive. Always. As believers, we recognize the value of imitating Jesus and his leadership style. We recognize that. One thing that you will hear, those that are deeply rooted in his blood will say he shed the blood for so many different things. You know, he died for all of our sins. He died for all of our sickness. He died for so many things. And this is why people try to emulate him. They try to imitate him, you know, not necessarily to pick up the cross and carry it and lay down their life for others. But in a metaphoric way, that's what we as spiritual leaders do. We lead others into resurrections and not resolutions. You know, we want to see you rise above problems that need to be resolved. And when the goal is spiritual growth and help, resurrection will always be a pure outcome. I promise you that when you can rise above something, you will feel so pure that you have risen above a situation. You have risen above sickness, you know, like I'm trying to rise above this, oh my God, I don't even know what I have, but I'm trying to get my voice back. But I'm rising above this element that I'm currently going through by pressing on. Based on my leadership experience, individuals function at their highest when they function out of their genuine identity. So once you know who you are and what you are supposed to be doing, what imprint you are supposed to be leaving, you will begin to assist followers to discover their resurrection, and that their resurrection can happen on their job, at their home, you know, wherever they are, with whomever they encounter. It would be an engender loyalty and a high level of morale. I promise you, once you begin to experience who you are, you will recognize, like, oh, I have no other way but to be loyal. And it's a positive image on my morals of who I am. Spiritual leadership fosters passion to those who follow. Passion is the ingredient that moves people and organizations from production to resurrection. You know, I love talking about speaking out of the book of Proverbs, mainly because I'm a woman. It's the spiritual leadership of Proverbs 31 woman that really inspires me. It kind of used to intimidate me until I began focusing more on spending time with God as opposed to doing things for God. The spirit of this woman, the Proverbs 31 woman, is that she draws her strength, her hope, and her refuge in God. She doesn't look to the world for affirmations, nor does she compete with others. She has one focus and one focus only, and that is honoring the Lord her God. All her qualities, all the qualities of that Proverbs 31 woman flows from this focus. And that focus is, you know, chapter 10 talks about being, verse 10 talks about being the virtuous woman. And verse 11 talks about being faithful. And verse 12 talks about being a good woman. Then there's verse 13, which talks about being a hardworking woman. And 14 says she's a provider. And 16 says she's savvy, business savvy. 17 says she's a strong woman. And then there's verse 17 actually says, I'm getting backwards, I'm getting ahead of myself, says that she's full of endurance. Verse 18 says she's a well-rounded woman. Verse 19 tells you that that Proverbs 31 woman is a woman that's charitable. Verse 20 says she's trustworthy. Verse 21 says she's well-dressed. Verse 22 says she's honorable. Verse 25 tells you she's a wise woman. Verse 26 says she's very active. Verse 27 says she's praiseworthy. Verse 28 says she is excelling in everything. Verse 29 says she's God-fearing. And then we have verse 30. Or 31. I may have some of these verses backwards, but I'm telling you, the strong and dignified. 31. Let me tell you something. Being that woman, that Proverbs 31 woman, is something mighty. You know, dignity is such a hard word to describe sometimes. Our dictionary defines it as a state of quality of being worthy of honor or respect, or a sense of self-respect. But what God is talking about in this verse isn't demanding respect. It's inherited, an inherent value and worth as human being. So that's what we have to remind ourselves of, that inherent value and the worth as a human being. Kind of reminds me of the movie The King Woman, featuring Viola Davis. That movie just came out. Phenomenal movie. For those of you that have not seen it, it's not just geared towards it is about being that king woman, but more so, it's the power. It's like being, like, sacrificing your life once again, doing what Jesus would do. You see, spiritual leaders influence more than they direct, and they inspire more than they instruct. They naturally recognize that they are serving something and someone larger than themselves and their own objectives. That's what that movie kind of reminded me of. You know, I forget Viola Davis's name in that movie, but it wasn't about her. It was about her people, and not just her tribe, but all tribes. She wanted them to be free. She did not want them to be enslaved. Yet in today's modern world, we are still seen as a woman, we're still seen as sexual objects, and we base our values and our outward appearances. It's not just men who continue to perpetuate this stereotype. It's women too. It's also the media and advertising. Why? Because a beautiful woman can sell just about anything. It causes women to think like, I need to look like her. I need to dress like her. I need to act like her. I need to lose weight to be her. All kinds of things. This is just what the world sees. This is because the world is stripping us of our dignity of being warriors and creators with God. Yes, that king woman. The enemy knows the fastest way to tear apart this world is to go after every modern day Eve. That's right. He knows how to make her feel insecure, and so does the advertising industry. And we seem to default to the enemy and the messages of this fallen world. Remember, embracing leadership, leaving an imprint for infinity, it starts with us. It requires spiritual leaders to inspire others to follow and believe in them and the calling of their mission by their existing passion, by partaking in humility, plus being civil to all of their encounters. I can't tell you enough. I'll have to share it again that strong people come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So again, I want to thank you so very much for tuning in with me today with my bad voice and all, but have grace with me today because I really wanted to get this message out to you about becoming a spiritual leader. And it's in each and every one of us. If you have anything, I would love to hear your comments or commentary on today's message. And pray for me. Pray for me and my voice that I can come back next month. We'll be in the beginning next month with next Wednesday. And know that it's been a pleasure to be here with each and every one of you on Wednesdays with various guests. And if you know someone that would like to be a guest on this show, please have them to reach out to BettySpeaks.com and they could just leave a message there in the contents. Good day.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.